Welcome back to Zip TV Finance, where we're here with Tim Young, who's a day trader for Iondo, or at Iondo. How are you today, Tim?
Very good, thanks, Zach.
Okay, well, we finally had a bit of a bounce for the FTSE. It bounced, I suppose, where people expected it to bounce, near 6,700.
Yes, yeah, nice bounce up to, well, currently about over 6,900 as we speak. So, yeah, that was good. That seems to have been the play for this year. Every time it's gone down to that sort of level, it's gone back up again. So it's been a nice one to trade.
I mean, in terms of how you position yourself or how you handle that type of move, is it just going long and then raising stops, or is it just trying to buy dips as it goes up, or how are you playing it?
I was kind of scaling into a position as it went down, and then as it went up again, I scaled out of the position. That's kind of how I did it. That's how I tend to do it. Because it has been quite regular on when it hits that support level. So that's what I did. As it went up, I was taking profits on the trades as they went up. So that's how I was playing it, really. So I didn't get all of the move, but I got quite a lot of the little moves up, which was nice.
Okay, let's have a look at the charts. So I think we're starting off with the weekly there, which says it all, I think, really.
Yeah, that's... I know I sound like a stuck record, but I do think he's looking bullish. You know, we've got the higher high, if you will. We had that big green candlestick, whenever that was. I think that was probably back at the Brexit. That was the Brexit candlestick. And now we've got this other one. It's, you know, the RSI is pointing up, but there's plenty of room to go higher. The stochastics are hooking up. The MACD's looking bullish. You know, the MACD histogram's rising. It does look like a bullish picture.
All right. So, I mean, that is your the benchmark there in terms of the time frame. And then we go back to the tighter time frame.
Yeah, that was the 4 hour as of yesterday, and that was looking pretty overbought. So, based on that, I was expecting a short term pullback, but we haven't really got that yet. So, it's difficult to say. Short term, because, you know, technically on the 4 hour chart it does look overbought, and yet there's strength in the market at the moment, so it's very difficult to call on a short term basis today. I mean, I am currently long with the target of 6,948, so it's pretty close to hitting that at the moment. But in the ideal scenario, it will go up and hit that target and then go back down again, and I'll buy back in when it's a bit oversold on a short-term basis. That's what I'm hoping.
Right. Finally, it's difficult to avoid the topic of the Santa Rally. Is that what you're looking for?
I expect so. It seems to happen every year, doesn't it? So I would expect that to be the case. I just think, you know, that for this whole year, it's been a safer place to be long than short, because every time it's gone down to a support level, it's gone back up. And, I think there will be a Santa rally. Certainly, if you look at the Wall Street index, it's up at 19,600 at the moment. It's looking pretty strong. So,
and your trade of the day, if you had one?
I think if it went back down to, say, 6,920, I would just try and nip in and get a quick 10 points there. That's how I would do. I'll try and do it.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes. Tim Young, day trader at Iondo, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Zach.